Mishnah's ruled as a shliach. The Nakudi is not that you're not jealous, because you shouldn't be jealous. None of Rav Torah is based on that. It's you shouldn't be jealous because you don't see a diamond dealer jealous because the steel merchant scale is bigger than his. A diamond scale has to be very small and very thin and very adin and very sensitive, yeah? So if you're a diamond merchant, you need a scale like that. If you're a steel merchant, the diamond merchant scale is not going to help you. It's not because you're not jealous because it's not good to be jealous. You're not jealous because it's in cash. Why would you want something that's bichlal not relevant to you? The plumber is not jealous because he doesn't have electrician's tools. It wouldn't help him if he had them. Go, thank you. So that's the vort here. If you realize you're shliach of Hashem, Hashem's given you a unique mission, and he's given you the unique tools you need to fulfill that mission. So the other guy's tools are not, it's not relevant. So the jealousy hasn't got a place. It doesn't exist. It can't exist. That's the vort we were trying to bring across yesterday. And of course, if you get rid of the jealousy, that takes away a big chunk of the suffering from the suffering that you can't get rid of. Well, maybe there's yusurim, maybe there's nishayinus. But as we mentioned yesterday, there's an enormous feeling of that's worse. It makes the problem worse just because we have a sense of why me, why me, why me. Adam Rishon never had this problem. Because Adam Rishon didn't want to be jealous of. So whatever he had, he was, you know, wow, what about him? What about him? Be like him. So he said to bring a marshal. And the guy is a double marshal. He started to say, 95% of the zugot, the nesuim, let's say that 95% of the couples that live in the world don't have children, God forbid. Haim gam az hayitzarim shel chashucha yiladim ko godol? Would the people who don't have children then, would their tzar be so great as it is today? When the statistics are the other way? No. Ha'uv d'shen li miladim ha'is mitkabel es kedav amuvan ma'alov. You don't have children. Of course you don't have children, because nobody else has children either. What's the big deal? Nobody in this place has children. So why are you broken? Because you don't have children. It's exactly the same problem. It's just the fact is, it's not the etzem fact that you don't have children, God forbid, or any other problem that's causing you tzar. What makes the problem worse is everybody else says, and I don't have. What's the pain for a girl who doesn't have children? She goes to a wedding. What happens? Everyone's sitting talking around about their children, and she's sitting there going, ah. Yeah, but if she'd go to a wedding and everyone was sitting around talking about not children because no one had children, so my baya.
For example, Rachel, Hannah, why they want so much to have children?
They understood why they wanted children. Not because they were jealous. They wanted children because they wanted to build Klal Yisrael.
Yeah, but it's the same thing. They want to build something.
I'm not saying there's not a tzar, once again. There's not going to take away the tzar. There's a tzar in not having children. Whether you're the only person in the world who doesn't have children, or whether everybody doesn't have children. Saying there's not a tzar, but we're saying the tzar, the unnecessary tzar that comes to the kinna, that we can get rid of.
Yeah.
But recognizing, remember, we're in the chapter of Kabbalah Yisurim Ba'avim. We didn't remind ourselves what we're trying to understand here. We're dealing with Kabbalah Yisurim Ba'avim. How do you become Yisurim Ba'avim? Yisurim or Yisurim? So this is one of the eitzes we can use in order to minimize the unnecessary tzar that comes with Yisurim. Yisurim, Yisurim. We're not going to take anyone's pain away. You're going to sleep tonight with your pain, and I'm going to sleep tonight with my pain. And I can't take your pain away, and you can't take my pain away. Let's get that straight. That's the beginning of everything, whether it's your children, whether it's your parents, it doesn't matter who it is. You can't take one other person's pain. But we can minimize the pain by understanding reality properly. And it's true. It's true.
Or not to increase.
Or not to increase it.
Yes.
No, but we're trying to
yes.
reduce it.
Yes.
No, we know that teva. If you've introspected a little bit, you know that if you've got a certain problem, you've got a certain embarrassment or whatever, and you see other people have the same thing, it makes life a little bit easier. You know, if your kid's running around and, you know, pulling the parechas down and swinging from the chandeliers in the middle of Musaf, you know, you feel terribly embarrassed or whatever, and you look around, you see the Rav's son's doing it as well. So you feel fine. What changed? Your son's still behaving like a mishugah. What makes you feel better? Yeah, because, oh, you know. you feel a bit better.
What shows that when the Rav son is doing?
That's where you want to go, David.
Come on.
I can tell you, Gedolei Israel's children. I have a friend who was very close to Michael Feinstein's Zatzal. So he's to Davin and he's had a private minion in his house. And the sons today are God will be Israel. But the kids are wild. He said the parochish used to come crashing down. And he once came crashing through the schach and landed on the table in the middle of sukkah with all these. What David, he said, was wild, wild, wild. The famous Meister, there was a Bala boss who came to see Reb Chaim Brisker. And while he was talking to him, one of the kids, I don't know if it was a Brisker or one of the kids was jumping and down and dancing on the dining room table. He was fitting on the dining room table. His Bala boss tried to ignore it, but eventually he just couldn't. He was driving him mad. He said, aren't you going to say anything? Like, you know, why don't you tell him to stop doing that? He said, he's not going to be doing it when he's 20. He's not going to be doing it when he's 20. Why stop him now? That's what children do, they jump on tables. If I thought he would be jumping on the table when he's 20, you know? You see a problem that you think is still going to hang around at 20, deal with it. But he's not going to be jumping on the table when he's 20. Why should I say anything? Yeah. Brisk, they used to say, the wilder the better. So you made it, my boy.
You learn not to say anything.
No, you have to be a brisket to be able to do this. First FD. Yeah. This one. Yeah. Okay. The Dugman of Sefik, let's take another example. Luitze Chasvelim Shaletishim Vachamesh Achuz Mena Klusia Hayu Noeldim Yeladim Pagua Moch. Let's say that 95% of the people who have children, Chasvelim had Down syndrome children. Yeah. Im Gam Azayu Sovlam Shaloyrim Yeladim Eilu Korav. Such a terrible event, it wouldn't be such a tsar. It's not easy, it's not, once again, but it wouldn't be as bad as it is now because you're the only guy on the block or the only guy in the town that's got one of these. What is your law? Hamatzir Shaim Charigim Beguf Benof Hanoshi He Amachpiles Regesh Kevitzah. Because it's only you, so that's why it makes it much, much worse than it really needs to be. Imni Kenim Matzmainu, Noide Bekach Sheregesh Akinainu Makpit Godel Ala Sevel. If we're honest with ourselves, if we'll go inside, we realize that jealousy is making our sevel, our suffering, much, much worse than it needs to be. The suffering that comes about from the kinna, you can get rid of. And you should try and get rid of it. Not because of palm, not because kinna is bad and it's a veira and you shouldn't be. No, because it's illogical, it's irrational. Irrational. Why are you jealous of your next door neighbor because you've got a lawn mower? You don't have a lawn. It's not relevant to you. You know? Anyway, it's an avoid, it's an area of avoid, it's a madrega, you have to work on it.
How was this book written?
How was it written?
So
the Torah that was given here has been given for more than 40 years.
I'm just saying that example of the Down syndrome child is nowadays. It's not frowned upon so much. It's like
it's more acceptable. Whatever, there are more.
More people yeah. Think of it as a bracha from Hashem.
Yeah.
Before it was more probably a stigma. 30 years ago.
He said retarded. Yeah, I just maybe translated.
It's the same thing.
Okay. Whatever the thing is. So we're jealous right. Today because we don't have a whatever.
Does come from fantasy?
Of course, a lot of it is.
I want a lawn because he has a lawn. I don't want a lawn because I need a lawn. I want a lawn because he's got a lawn. It looks good.
Nachon, 100%. That's what I mentioned. Of course.
It's a mistake. It's to think that we are all the same and we're all the same.
And that's why, if you go back to recognizing that you're a shliach and you have a shlichas miyuchad, then you don't have this problem. And this problem then goes away. And you can start dealing with the real problem as opposed to the fantasy problem. Vina Kesheyudim is Boyan and Bakola Umalio. Person will meditate on everything we've said up to now. Your Dashi Eshlo Tafkid Yehudi Ashaikh Achvarak Lo. He's got to come to a deep recognition that I have a unique mission that is relevant to me and only me. He'll come to the recognition that in his unique world where he lives, no one has children. In the world I live, in my world, nobody has children. So no one has children. Well, I'm upset that I don't have children. Except for the etzem fact that that's the sevel. We're not going to get rid of the sevel. But the unnecessary sevel. Whatever the problem that you're having is, in your world, everybody has these kind of children. In this world, nobody has panosa. In this world, everybody's sick. So what's the problem? You're the only person in the world. You, Adam, originally the only person in the world, and you don't have children. Would it really bother him that much? It would bother him because he wants a hemshech. He'd bother him for other reasons, for the reasons of why this is called Yisurim. But all the other problems that come with it, if he was the only person in the world and he had to work from early in the morning to late at night to make panosa, would that bother him? The etzim suffering he would have in Achinami. But the fact that his neighbor only works 2 hours a day and he's driving a fancy car and has 3 holiday homes, that's what really caused problems.
But we should be happy for him. Which
that's
is
another. That's another aspect. We have to see. Have to see how. No. You're right. You have to see how that would work in you. Not being jealous, we understand, because it's just not real. But could I use that then to be happy for him? It'd be much easier to be happy for him, of course. That electrician's got the tools he needs, the same as I'm a plumber and I've got the tools I need. So of course I'll be happy for him that he's got a panot, he's got a job, and he's got children, because he's doing what Hashem, because that's what Hashem wanted for him. It'd be much easier to be able to be happy for him. Just don't tell Boro. And this is not a fantasy Matthias we're trying to extract here. Zuhu Matsiosa Amitis Shaloda. This is the Matthias who Yochid Olamoy. You are Yochid in this world. But Olamoy Sheloy, in his world, Bachin Sarich Lyois Khoila, Abshikul Rahman Salochoshimonim. In your world, where you're alone in your world, all these things need to be, because in your world that's the way it is in your world. According to Kosh Bocha, you're an entire universe. Why? Because you're an Olam Malik. And Hashem gives everybody when he needs, biduk when he needs to fulfill his purpose. Whatever you're lacking is what you don't need. You don't need it. So therefore, you don't have it. Because if you needed it, you would have it. It's partial. If you've done a real deep cheshbon, and you recognize you need something in order to do your avoda better, so it's very simple. You go to Hashem and you ask him for it. That's called tefillah.
Is there such a thing as having exactly what you need to do and not actually getting on with it?
Yeah, that's called Bechira. It's called Bechira. Which we've mentioned here is whatever. That's a big sugi in another time. We have to discuss it. Bechira is not a... many, many factors and whatever. But yes. Yeah. You're responsible for taking the kalim you've been given and the mission statement you've been given and go fulfill your mission. And if you don't, then you're going to have not fulfilled it. And Hashem's world is not going to be Shalem. You're the ice missing from the Sefer Torah that's possible the whole Sefer Torah. Yep.
This might be something that you have to sometimes double for what it means, but if you have what it means,
like I said, if you've made a real cheshbon, there is a matzah, when you've made a real cheshbon, and you recognize that if you had $1 million, you could actually fulfill your mission much better, Yeah?
I've determined that.
Then you have to go and you have to double for it. I'm allowing that aspect to exist in this situation here. Which is what we spoke about earlier, is while the Baal Batocha needs to daven bichlal. Because the Baal Batocha knows that he has everything he needs, v'lo chosel lo klum. So what's the whole story with davening? Besides all the other kashas in Tfilah. But this particular kasha is, we've dealt with in a lot of different ways. Sometimes Hashem won't give you what you need without asking for it, because it's not good for you to get it without asking for it. Only after you've asked for it and you get it, is it then good for you? So that's what I said, if you've done a real cheshbon and you recognize you're missing a certain screwdriver that you need in order to fulfill your job properly, and you objectively worked out that that's what you really need, it's not because your neighbor's got one or because whatever, go ask Hashem for it. Huh? Everything. And everything. You have to daven for panos, you have to daven for children, everything. But at the same time, you have to know that even if you don't get it, you have everything you need now to do what you're supposed to be doing now. And that's a little bit of a paradox, and we have to transverse that paradox, like we have to transverse many paradoxes when we're dealing with Hashem's Hashgacha and Al Yechidus and Bechira. These are complex sugyas. Yeah. That you have to live with that paradox. That's just the way it is. Huh? Could be, yeah, could be. No, but it could be that you're right, and right now Hashem doesn't want you to have it for whatever reason. Maybe not ready for it, wouldn't be good for you now, but tomorrow it would be good for you. It's more musubah. It's entering into other subjects which we need to build properly. That's tefillah, that's bechira, that this touches into many, many complex issues which we haven't built the... We don't have first principles yet, so it's hard to go through. That's the ultimate paradox. That's why they came to the conclusion out there in the scientific world that you don't have Bechira. It's just too hard to live with. It's too paradoxical. So we're able to transcend it. We're always waiting for something else to happen before we do what we're supposed to do. Yeah, if I just had this, then I would. You know, if I just had this, then if I only had that, then I would. You have everything you need, just do it. We saw Lebesi Shalom yesterday or the day before. Machovosu Bolomo is in the singular. That's exactly what we're saying here. Person has to find out what's his unique mission, but Olomo in his unique world. That's exactly what he's telling you. He's not telling you what your mission is in the world. It's your mission in your unique world. There's all machlokes in the Meforshim. The Vilna Goyin, argue with the Vilna Goyin on this. When the Malach taught you the whole Torah in your mother's tummy when she was pregnant with you, he taught you the whole Torah, or he taught you the whole Torah you need? Yeah, argument with the Malach about this. The Goyin's mashma that you get just what you need, and you have to bring out that whole Torah that he gave you. It's not the whole Torah; it's the Torah you need, your unique Torah. Others seem to say in the Rishonim, whatever, I'm going to the sugya, that no, you get the whole Torah. But according to the Goyim, this is perfect. You get the Kalim, the Torah you need to fulfill your unique mission in the world. And that's the Torah you need to bring into the world. Another as Godel Ainu Makanavit Katan Shekom Mokhoni Tsua or Bobuba. An adult doesn't get jealous from a 3-year-old because he got a tricycle. Or maybe, I don't know, whatever. Sharei dvorim eilu. Hey, michutz lo alam oi shel ha-mavuga. We're assuming he's a mavuga. Okay. It's got nothing to do with your world. You see a little kid playing in a cardboard box, you know, that they deliver the fridge in, and that's his fighter jet, whatever. You're not jealous because he's got an F-16 or whatever, because it's a cardboard box. You don't see a 3-year-old getting jealous of the next door neighbor because he just sold his shares and made 100% profit on the whatever in the business deal he did. It means nothing to you. You're having a problem with jealousy, stop and ask yourself, why am I jealous of this 3-year-old's toy? But it's not a 3-year-old Alfa Romeo, it's the next door neighbor's Mercedes. Yeah. That's as relevant to you, that Mercedes, as the 3-year-old cardboard box. What he has is in his world what he needs. What I have in my world for what I need, I have. What he needs in his world, he says. Look, a sure lie. Atad novin beyete biu is divrei chazal umim sheakina moitzi es adam min ha'olam. Now we can understand that the Mishnah that says that kina takes a person out of the world, klima. Jealousy takes you out of the world. Which world? I'm jealous. I'm still here. I didn't fall off the edge of the world. I'm still here. Which world did it take me out of? It took you out of your own internal reality. That's what it did. You've lost touch with reality. You've lost touch with the truth. Because in my unique world, I don't need more. In order to fulfill my unique shlichus and my unique job. Everything I have, everything I need in my world, I have. My going out and looking at the other guy's world and looking at the other guy's toolbox, that's what's taking me out of my world and that's what's confusing my life. You went out of your world and you're now looking machavosa ba'olam shelu. Instead of looking at what's your unique mission. Apostle Koveya, Apostle in Mishnah, Verekev at Samois Kina. The rotting, the disintegration of the bones is jealousy. What does it mean? Nitel etzarif rayon choshu binyan ze. At Samois remezes la'atziu ta'odam. Atzamos is Loshen Etzem. Etzem Atzamos, it refers to the Atzmius of a person, to the uniqueness of a person. The Nakudas have Etzem Shelo. What is he really? When a person is caught with feelings of jealousy, he loses his own Etzem, his own who I am. He loses this feeling of the uniqueness of my unique mission in this world. His inner world goes and gets disintegrated and rikuv, it becomes rotten. And now it's very, very quick. You see this in the yeshivas today all the time. It's one of the biggest problems in the yeshivas. The derech to there, to what we call today mashber, where the bocher just crashes and can't learn anymore. In our world as well. It's a very short path to depression and inability to function and to crawl out of bed in the morning. Very, very short. Jealousy till the point where I have a mashbeh is not a long journey. You just feel ani lo yochol. Shivers where there's a lot of lachatz, there's a lot of peer pressure to achieve and succeed and whatever, and you see the kids mom and shit. It's a disaster. He doesn't realize that he's not the same as the guy next to him, and he wasn't given the same kalim, and he has to serve Hashem in his unique way. He wants to be like the best guy in the yeshiva, so, and he's not, so he crashes. It's a problem, you're not understanding reality. Somebody should tell the bocher, surely his parents should have done this when he was growing up. If the parents were living like this, the kid wouldn't have the problem because he would have known this already by osmosis. Not the establishment, it's peer pressure. There's a certain yeshiva where the peer pressure is awesome, and the Rosh Yeshiva hates it. Mania says it. You give schmoozing or whatever, say, oh, it's some of the best guys in town, and you know, the guys are pumping each other. And it produces good results as well. But there's always a flip side. when you talk about establishments and systems, I never know what you're talking about, because then you have to crawl into multiple realities and different, I don't know. This is something we as individuals have to internalize, and if we internalize it, our kids will get it. It's not going to try and fix the whole world. I'm not, anyway. The most irritating thing about Rav Taub is whenever I used to go and ask him, yeah, I've got this, I understand this, but how do I give this out to my kids? He said, if you had it, you wouldn't have to give it over to them, they'd get it. Go internalize it yourself and they'll get it. It was always the message. Get it yourself and they'll get it.
What is it?
Perky Avos
versus jealousy and reason from the world?
Yeah. This is one of the pshatim, yeah. It's closer to the pshat that you and I had before.
Right.
Which was, it makes you feel whatever. You get a bit miserable when you're jealous. It says, Olamai, from his world. You just stepped out of your own reality. You're now hanging out in the, you're now playing in the other guy's grass. So it's fantasy, the whole thing's dimming. Have a good day, gentlemen. I can't be accused of finishing late. Look at that.
Tonight,
it says actually, I think. Hope you're going to start on time. You only get home at about 8:15. No. Sup with my kids and come back. What to do there? Let's go. Tom Malaysian. How are you? What's your name? You met at the draw, no?